Hi, this is Alan Chartok in the Congressional Corner with Assemblyman Colin Schmidt, Republican from the 99th District, running for Congress in New York's 18th District. He's been in office since 2019. Welcome back to the program, Colin.
Thanks for having me on.
Do you agree with Senator Lindsey Graham that the U.S. needs a nationwide abortion ban?
I'm pro-life. That's been my voting record in the state assembly. What am I not is extreme, like my opponent, Pat Ryan, who supports taxpayer-funded partial birth abortion up to the moment of birth, non-doctors performing abortion, removing parental notification for minors in a crisis situation, or removing legal protections for pregnant expectant mothers who, in a God forbid situation, might be a subject of an attack. My opponent's made this campaign about extreme politics. That's not what I'm about. I'm about a common sense, compassionate approach and focusing on issues like the economy, inflation, crime, and security of our border that voters are talking to me about.
Is there any evidence that you're going to win this thing?
Absolutely. We're going to win November 8th. We're the number one contested race in the entire state at the congressional level. We are very proud of over 140,000 voter contacts that we made. There is a major momentum behind us. We are overwhelmed by the over 15 law enforcement organizations that have unanimously endorsed my campaign, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, leaders from throughout the Hudson Valley. We have support from every town, every community, industry, law enforcement, students, retirees, and everybody in between. And feel very confident we're going to be the Hudson Valley's voice for the next 2 years in Congress.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you agree with the Supreme Court's decision striking down Roe v. Wade?
The Supreme Court's decision in Dobbs returned this issue back to the state legislatures. In the state legislature, I've been a pro-life vote. That's what my record shows. And I believe that this decision will continue with the state legislatures moving forward. And that's how I stand on the issue.
Do you risk getting women, for example, angry at you for taking this anti-abortion position?
I'm very proud to have the Women for Schmidt Coalition, which is a strong group of women leaders in our community who are supporting my campaign. We are very focused in the last 4 years in the state assembly on tackling issues that are important to all New Yorkers, particularly women, focused on women's maternal health, focusing on domestic violence protection for women, focusing on supporting women who are in business and in other pursuits. I'm very proud of having a strong track record of supporting women's related causes in the state legislature. And I'm very proud to have support from women across this district and looking forward to representing all constituents in the new 18th district.
Okay, let me stay with the Supreme Court for a moment and ask you whether you agree with the Supreme Court's decision overturning New York's concealed carry guns limit.
I support the Second Amendment, and I think that we need to ensure our constitutional rights are protected. That's the way I voted in the state legislature. That's the way I'll vote in Congress. And what we saw recently with New York trying to pass legislation that's had a real profound impact on local sportsmen, local hunters, and gun owners in the Hudson Valley is something that it simply did not support. We should be focusing on common sense measures, increasing mental health funding and access in crisis situations. What I've done in partnering with local law enforcement to increase their access to funding and to resources to respond to emergency situations, to prevent and respond to crises, and also making sure that we do all we can do to harden schools and other areas of concern to make sure that they're safe and secure for our students, our community, and our families.
What if you don't win? What are your plans?
Well, we feel very confident that we're going to win, but no matter what, my entire life has been dedicated to public service as either elected official, a member of the Army National Guard. And I, no matter what in my life, I always like to serve others, and I will continue to do that, particularly in the Army National Guard, for, God willing, a very long career.
On your whole list of watching politics, what ticks you off the most?
What ticks me off the most?
Yes.
It might seem a little funny, but everyone's obsessed with yard signs. So if you want to come down to actual politics, regardless, Republican or Democrat, don't worry about the yard signs. Let's talk about the real issues. Who has more yard signs or the yard sign wars? They don't matter. Let's focus on getting out to meet voters. And if you want to volunteer, support a campaign, make some phone calls, knock some doors. The yard signs can wait. They're not that big of a factor. Each side needs to realize that. And the campaigns and the political process will be much better off, in my opinion.
So here's a question for you, Colin Schmidt. Do you believe that the climate change is occurring, first of all? And if you do, is it driven by human activity?
Listen, I think that climate change is certainly a concern for New York and for the whole country, and that we need to look at sustainable responses to it, that what we can do to conserve our natural resources, our land, our water. It's something that I focus on as co-chair of the Legislative Sportsman Caucus. We're the largest group of legislators focused on conservation in the entire country. So we're very acutely aware of the impacts that climate change does have. And we can take constructive steps that doesn't limit economic viability, that doesn't limit people's ability to run businesses and to live their life. And that's what I'll focus on in Washington.
Are you vaccinated for COVID-19?
I am.
There are those who have been resisting this, particularly I've heard some Republicans saying that. You think they're off base?
Listen, I think it should be a personal decision. It's a personal decision for me to get vaccinated. If it's the right decision for somebody in their family, they should do that. I did, but I'm going to leave that to everybody else's personal decision.
Let me change subjects. Would you support President Trump if he runs for president again?
I will support him or whoever the Republican nominee is.
Really? No matter who? As long as they're a Republican, you support him?
Joe Biden has done a poor job, in my opinion, and it's critically important that we have a strong Republican nominee who could offer a countering vision for America.
Now, there are some people who think that Lee Zeldin, who's the Republican choice for governor, was a poor choice, that he can't win. Do you agree with that?
No. Lee Zeldin is the strongest Republican gubernatorial candidate we've had in decades. I was very happy to endorse him and support him from day one. I've known Lee since I was right out of college. He's been a real strong leader, always willing to give advice and support. And I've never seen a stronger campaign operation than the one I've seen with him, and I'm happy that we're running mates together.
Do you talk to him?
I do, absolutely.
And what's the nature of the conversation?
Well, he is always accessible, which is something that's refreshing for someone who's a member of Congress who's running for governor in a big state, right? That's a busy person. But he's reachable phone or via text message whenever is needed to talk about whatever it might be, policy or campaigning, or just check it in, because we all know a campaign trail can be long days some days, and hey Lee, just trying to make sure you're good, or he'll check in with me. And that's the type of personal touch and personal leadership that he brings to he brings to the table, and that's refreshing to see. And I've seen it. He comes to my district, my congressional district overlap, about once a week, and we do campaign events together, and people gravitate towards him. He's very personable. And there's an energy every time he shows up in my district. And I'm happy to have him here any day that he wants to in the next several weeks left until Election Day.
We're talking to Assemblyman Colin Schmidt, Republican from the 99th District, running for Congress in New York's 18th District. He's been in office since 2019. Colin, so much appreciation from us for appearing here. We really love talking to people on all sides. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me on.